Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Hilder with us for much of the next hour. I'm going to have him back up with us again next week. Anthony, again, I want to get into the big picture, the globalist master plan, the population extermination, why they want this world government as a means to an end to carry that out. But continue with subliminals. You know, once you learned about this, once this woke you up, just because you were, you know, involved in a production trying to promote Barry Goldwater, involved in a production, how this, you know, in the early 60s woke you up, getting into more subliminals.
Well, primarily they were done in film, and I recognize film because you could stop that, right? And you could stop it and go back and see the frame that they actually put in. I was just taking a look at Robert Redford's piece, Lions and Lambs. And this guy is a terrible, horrible director. The acting was horrible. And you'd think that Meryl Streep and Tom Cruise would be at the top of the list, but they were used in a propaganda piece, and it's simply straight propaganda. You see a lot of that, and I saw a lot of that, and you'll have it in the dialogue messages.
Yeah, you'll have overt messages of overt anti-gun, anti-family. I mean, there's all of that. So there's just that basic level too.
So it's taking the next step. People don't really quite believe it. There's a reason that they have the smell of Mrs. Fields cookies when you go into a big mall. So people will, oh, that smells good. Damn, let's have some of those. You'll have flashes on the little video clips advertising products in a particular store. The movies do it continually. It's like you say, the desert with the Coca-Cola. Am I got to have a Coke, right? It's that reminder. It's more insidious. It's deeper than that now. They have techniques which I don't really quite understand. You have to see it or you have to hear it. And it's also overt in the dialogue. It's weaved together. So they have a real propaganda piece, and they have experts that do this. I'm not a techie. I could, you know, at first I couldn't figure it out. I could hear it, and I started to put it together. But I thought, how can they get that on to a message that's coming out from a station that is pro-Goldwater and people that are pro-Goldwater? Did they do it at the origin of the source? Were they able to mix this in on the same beam? Did they broadcast it? How do you do that? They have experts, and we have been propagandized. We've got millions of people who still believe that George Bush is a conservative. We have to do a film talking about the counterfeit conservatives. And I'm going to make a challenge to Medved and to O'Reilly or Sean Hannity right now to do a debate with them at the Conspiracy Con next year. I want to debate some of them, one of them. So if you're listening out there, guys, I'm challenging you to a debate at Conspiracy Con, and we'll film it. And we'll show the people how your opinion is used to change the opinion of millions to believe what is not so. Because it simply is not so.
All right, long segment coming up with Anthony Hilder. Anthony, I want to get into the big picture, what you see happening currently and in the near future. Whether you think they're going to hit Iran, what you think we're going to witness economically in the next 6 months to 2 years. Anthony Hilder's our guest. We'll give you his website when we get back as well.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Four hours a day, 5 days a week. Man, that's a lot of radio. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, back Sundays with an abbreviated transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Anthony Hildert is our guest. We're going to have him back on next week, so we have plenty of time to take your calls. We will open the phones up if you want to talk to Anthony here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. John, just IM those to me. 1-800-259-9231. Anthony, shifting gears into the big picture, but before we do that, tell folks about some of your websites and some of your materials people need to get a hold of.
Well, the newest film, and it addresses the counterfeit conservative issue, which is the real problem. Because if we could explain to the people that those who profess to give us less government are giving us more government, and we do this in the field of religion, Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection is our latest film, and it addresses the Bill Buckley's and all of those individuals who profess to give us less but give us more. Our number on that, that's Free World Film Works, is 800-597-9250. That's 800-597-9250. But we're in the process of getting that out there, and we have to... I'm getting an echo on the phone.
Okay, we'll have the network look at that. He's getting an echo. Can we look at the phone system? It may not be ours. It may be yours when we have to reconnect with you. Anthony, is it better now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
No, I'm back on the I'm back on the repeat, and that's hang up. You want to do a reconnect? I'll cancel, and I'll come back to the greatest radio show, not just in the United States, but in the world, the Alex Jones Show, the best of the best of the best. Like MacArthur said, I shall return. I'll hang up,
okay,
and we'll reconnect.
All right, calling back. We have computerized phone systems. Sometimes they go a little bit wacky on us, so call him back, John, okay? I wanted to get into the big picture with Anthony, also give out his website. For people out there, we are going to have Lindsey Williams on in about 20 minutes from now, and Bob Chapman's going to pop back in with him, the Dr. Stan Monteith, with his take on what's happening with the oil crisis. Lindsey's got quite a story to tell from his oil company executive sources about what he says is going to happen in the near future with oil. Anthony, let's see if it's better now.
It is. It's clean.
Okay, good. That happens sometimes with those Telos systems. Okay, big picture. New World Order Master Plan. Give us, from your 40-plus years of research, the basic layout of the New World Order power structure and then what their end game is.
Well, first of all, you go back to the basic money. You cannot have a world that is controlled by this evilarchy. Through the money, offering solutions which in turn give problems. We have to get down to the basic core, and Bob would certainly agree. We can't have a publicly owned money system like the U.S. dollar is supposed to be. It's supposed to be owned by the government of the United States. You can't have that in the hands of a private banking institution which issues fiat funny money at point of origin and lends it back to us for interest-bearing bonds. They get the interest. They own the bonds. They get the gold. We get the shaft. We cannot exist in a situation like that because they can manipulate everything. The program is to bring about the destruction of the United States dollar totally, and introduce the Amero and the North American NAWSI agreement. And that's the NAWSI is the North American Union or North American Alliance. It's the destruction, the absolute total destruction of the dollar. And what we're seeing right now, we're in this. It's not coming. People ask me, so, well, when is this going to come?
No, we're already deep into this predatory strip mining of the society, economically, socially. But Anthony, I want to get your, and my listeners obviously know all about the Federal Reserve. Now, we have hundreds of thousands every day that tune in for the first time on AM and FM across the country. But as you know, I really want to get your big picture. What makes them tick? What their mindset is, what their drive is, where, you know, the British royalty fits in, where the Masons fit in, where the Catholic Church fits in, your new film on that. I mean, we're here covering it all. Give us, from your, you know, condensed knowledge, what really makes this thing tick and what their end game is if they're able to succeed.
Well, the end game is world government. They don't want to just simply control a country. They want to own a country. They're not even content with that. They want to own the people within the country. And I'm going to go into the next step because this is Luciferian in nature. If we take a look at Uncle Sam, and Uncle Sam is pointing towards you. It says, I want you. And you figure, well, that's patriotic, certainly. Uncle Sam wants you. Uncle Sam wants you to join the army, to join the movement of patriots who are trying to save this country. But when you take a look at Uncle Sam and overlay Uncle Sam with a picture of the goat of Baphomet, they are identical. I'm saying that the goat of Baphomet, the satanic goat, which is the Masonic mascot, half woman, half man, you'll see that the cufflink on his shirt matches up with the nipple on the breast of the half man, half goat, the satanic star on the above the goat head matches with the satanic star on Uncle Sam's hat. The flange of the hat at the top as it rolls out is in the exact configuration of the horns of the goat of Baphomet. It is one, it is the same. Uncle Sam is Satan.
Well, remember during the debates between John Kerry and George Bush, and even mainstream news said it, they projected a perfect horned devil behind them, and then that was the year the Republicans flipped the stars from straight up, the three stars on the top of the elephant, to straight down. They admitted the Republican Party made that decision. I mean, thought goes into this.
It's almost, you have to see it on a film that I'm in the process of making, and I need help to finish the damn thing. We have this overlay. We move one picture to the other picture, and it matches up. It matches up to the very hairs in the beard of Baphomet. Uncle Sam's hairs and the hairs of the goat of Baphomet are identical. I don't know why, but this is it has been sold to us. And
let me stop you. It was in the Times of London 10 years ago. Anybody with LexisNexis can pull it up. It's pre-Google, but you can probably find it there as well because we did stories on it. And remember, Toyota got caught all over Europe running Toyota ads that were, and it was a film school in London that discovered it, and then Toyota apologized and withdrew it. But they were flashing at a millisecond intervals and playing audio under it, but also images. The father's driving to the hospital. His wife's had a baby. She had it early. He's coming from work through a thunderstorm. And it's saying, kill the baby, drink the blood, the power of the moon, the blood, Satan, kill the baby. And that's admitted that Toyota did that. I mean, are they Satanists or are they Luciferian that run this?
Well, we have the Illuminati is Luciferian. When you take, and we've all seen the fold, I did the fold of the $20 bill. So you see, and those who are familiar with this show have probably all taken that $20 bill and folded it over. So you have the North and South Towers, and you see the city of New York underneath. And you see American Airlines on the left, United Airlines on the right. But one other thing you may have not seen, and it's at the very bottom of the fold, on the left-hand side, you'll see an ST. ST is the abbreviation of Saint, like Saint Gaudens, Saint George, Saint Lawrence. It's the ST, Saint. On the other side, there is an IN. At the very bottom, on the fold, and people who are out there right now putting that thing together, you're folding it together, and you'll see the ST on the left and the IN on the other side. That's, and on the other side, N, Saint N, Satan. It is identifying this particular movement as satanic. This is Satan. In our film, Skull and Bones, David Cox, who does this with me, is a former seminarian student. He understands what has happened to the Catholic Church. Initially, we were doing a thing called Vassals of the Vampire, which is about the neo-Nazi co-option of the Christian conservative right. And I said, well, it's this takeover of the church is much more prominent amongst the Protestants than it is the Catholics. He said, no, it's worse. And I said, I couldn't believe it. But after doing a segment with him on the other film, I discovered that, hell, this thing will stand on its own and alone. So we did Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection, and it's an extremely important film.
Anthony, is there a website, not just a number, to get that?
Yes, it's freeworldfilmworks.com.
Freeworldfilmworks.com. Stay there, Anthony. We're going to come right back. I'll go break.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I don't want to cut Anthony Hilder short, but we have Lindsey Williams scheduled in the next segment. I'm going to try to move him back 10 minutes so we can come back and take a few calls for Anthony Hilder. This is just, you could talk to this guy for 10 hours. He's got so much knowledge, and he hones in on just one facet of the larger tapestry. The facts are the facts. You were making a film about the Protestants and the neocons being infiltrated by the New World Order, and then I guess one of your Catholic friends really said, no, look at this. And so you've made a film about that. I've seen most of your films. I haven't seen this new one. You say it. So it's Skull and Bones and the Vatican's the name of the film?
Yeah, Skull and Bones, the Catholic Connection. You know, when you take a look at William Buckley Jr., who I used to like, and but he's the guy that brought in the Panama Canal's payaway to the Chinese communists. he's the guy that endorsed that. And we take George Tenet. We take a look at his story on Abu Ghraib, saying that, well, nothing was going on. It was all legal. And then we overlay the killings. When we mix all of this together, it just comes out explosive. It's called Skull and Bones, The Catholic Connection. And our next one to follow that on the same subject is about the neo-Nazi co-option of the Christian conservative right, the Reverend Hagees, the Pat Robertsons. And Pat had told me when I asked him about his hand over the heart, like the lion's claw.
Yeah, the lion's claw, which is a high-level Masonic signature.
Yes, absolutely. On Time Magazine, he says, well, they told me just to put my hand somewhere, and I just put it there.
No. He perfectly lays it. It isn't a fist. He has the fingers out with only the front half of the fingers down. It's a clear salute.
But I knew Pat when Bill Bright from Campus Crusade for Christ introduced him to me. They brought him out to the studio. I was in charge of the old David Selznick studio where they did Gone with the Wind, but it was then called Laird International. And I talked to him about the New World Order. I asked him about his book, The New World Order, and some questions, which he didn't seem to know. Because I said, did you write that book, Pat? He said, oh, well, yes, I wrote the book. I don't think so. Was he lying to me about this hand over the heart? I know so. He said, well, I can't talk anymore. I've got to go now. And that was in San Diego. That was years ago. We have to take these visuals of, like, Satan and Uncle Sam. We have to put them together. It's clear. You see the ST on the left and the IN on the right. William David Cox, who did this film with me, is brilliant. He's been working on this stuff for years. And I would like to have Willie Nelson on our film on $10 a gallon. Lindsay Williams is on there. We have...
Well, I can only ask for so much from Willie. I mean, I just got another email from him 5 minutes ago. That's the problem. But let me just try to get this other thing together, and then we'll see what happens. I got people calling me.
We've got a vehicle which will go 458 miles on a gallon of fuel.
Now, we need to show that to Willie. You can only present so much to him, though. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to, let me see, who's first up here? Scott in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Scott, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you. I appreciate you taking my call. I am a product of Mr. Hilder and yourself. And I want to thank the greater Austin area for the time I spent there. There's a man behind the scenes that does a lot of work there, and I think he needs to be mentioned. It's Steve Mason. He's a good friend of mine, and I want to give him a good thank you.
Yeah, Steve does an immigration show.
Yeah, and he helps out in a lot of different ways. I want to give him the credit he deserves.
Yeah, we're just doing a radio show about issues and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm on that, sir. Basically, I think the subliminal stuff, and everything that's going on is a form of worship of this evil thing, and
it's always putting its image in your face. That's mind control.
That's
There's
right.
no question that this is satanic. It is satanic by design. It's Luciferian. About this New World Order isn't just a bunch of old rich men trying to get richer. They
right.
want it all. They want your soul.
That's
this
right.
is a Luciferian conspiracy.
And by the way, folks, if you don't believe in God and the devil, that's your issue. They do. The point is, 10, 12 years ago, I would even laugh at this stuff until I went to Bohemian Grove and was with those men in the audience. They were taking it very, very seriously. And the ultimate in selfishness and greediness is to want to take people's lives and their futures. And that's why, in their heart of hearts, they want to kill everybody on the planet. Not just 80, 90% of us. They want to kill everybody.
That's
well,
right.
they want to kill us, control us, or incarcerate us. Kill, control, or incarcerate. And that's the option that you have unless you join us and incite a revelation. Lindsay Williams, who is about to come on, is on our $10 a gallon.
Stay there. I'll let you say hi to him when we get him.
Baby, I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw?
There is no doubt that we are headed into a major storm, economically, militarily, societally, on a planetary scale. Final segment right now with Anthony J. Hilder. He'll join us again next week for another hour. We're going to take a few final calls and then let him say hi to his friend, Lindsey Williams, who's scheduled to join us in about 6 minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to John in Illinois. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. This is just a little bit off topic, but it's very important that I impart this to you. I had dinner with Lieutenant Colonel Bob Bowman last night. And I ask him the pointed question, does he think the military will obey Bush's order to attack Iran? And even though Bowman's been out of the loop for 25 years, he retired 25 years ago, he fervently believes that they will not obey that order.
Admiral Fallon wouldn't.
Certainly, and he pointed that out. But because he's been out of the loop so long, I take it with a grain of salt. I think he may be more optimistic. But then I see the establishment, the Secret Service, attacking We Are Change and Alex Jones, and this tells me that these people are getting desperate. They are scared.
Well, I wish they'd just join the American people. We're no threat to anybody. We're not the terrorists that carried out
9/11. There's no question that there is a fear amongst this evilarchy, and I call it an evilarchy because it is Luciferian. There is a fear of massive exposure, and the very best talk show in the world is the one that you are on right now with Alex Jones. He has done so much with so little for so many for so long.
Well, Anthony, the enemy's been in overdrive with COINTELPRO and their mindless parrots attacking me, but that only lets me know that we are really having an effect, and it's the guests we bring on. It's the synergy of information. It's the callers. It's everything. It's the films. It's the celebrities we have on. All of it is really having a big effect. But it's very daunting for me to have this responsibility and to realize we are the tip of the spear, folks. You have found it. You are here. This is the ultimate resistance. So this is the best we've got. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but this is the ultimate right now. And
it's all of us working together. And when I say all of us, I'm talking about the guy who calls in for the first time on the show and says, look, I've got this little bit of information. It may not be real important, but it is. It's important that you pick up that phone and you call other talk shows around America because your voice represents 10,000 people. And
we have a huge, intensifying, building wave of awakening, a renaissance, a revelation, as you say. And we've done that with false flag terror. Now people know about Inside Job. It's in the nomenclature. People are talking about it. It's in the vernacular. It's people are understanding it, and it's exponential. And I agree with you, Anthony. The enemy's back is against the wall. Thank you, John. I want to go to Jimmy and Chris and everybody else. We've got to hurry because Lindsey Williams, I've already backed him up a few minutes. We're about to get him online right now. Very important information. Right now, let's go to Jimmy in Michigan. Jimmy, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Anthony. Hey, thank you a lot for all of the tools that you've given me, Illuminati, martial law, all of those videos. It's an excellent to wake people up with. I used them to wake up a lady named Sharon Rainier, who's running for the United States Congress here in our 7th District. She knows. I introduced her to Mark Hornke. She knows what's going on, and they just wrote a big hit piece on her in the Ann Arbor News, but no big deal. That's, you know, so what? You know, they write a news piece about her that says she's for hard money. And
they don't open fire on you in the info war until you're hitting them.
That's right. And the North American Union and things like that, they say she's crazy and this and that, but a lot of people have called in. I can't even get through to the editor because their line is busy. People are just constantly calling and saying they're going to vote for her. You know, thanks for writing the hit piece, you know, because it's cool. All the Ron Paul people are now going to vote for her.
Absolutely. You know? Got to jump. Absolutely. Let's take one. Well, I want to go to Peggy in PA. Peggy, you're on the air with Anthony J. Hilder. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. One of the things that sometimes gets overlooked is for people like me that don't, that Satanism doesn't have any power over, it just doesn't interest me. But for the people that, as you're saying, they do believe in it, and what kind of mind is interested in something like that? And it's always, and it has been throughout history, someone who is very aggressive, someone who is very masculine in the sense that all the traditional masculine virtues have been changed or warped into something that seems demonic to somebody like me.
No, they're beasts. They're like ravenous beasts that goes about seeing who they can devour.
The Masonic goat is half woman, half man. At least that's the visual on it. The Masonic goat is Baphomet, and the Baphomet is the goat of Mendez, and the goat of Mendez is Satan. This is the seal of Satan, and it is the icon of the American nation. Whoever put that on is the same. It's the same group of people who put that 666 foot penis in Washington D.C. It's 555 feet above the ground. It's 111 feet below the ground. If you take a look at the configuration of the city of Washington, well, Washington D.C., you'll see the satanic pentagram.
Absolutely. Listen, I got to let Peggy go.
The interior of the pentagram.
I got to let Peggy go. Do we have Mr. Williams? Okay, we need to get to Lindsey Williams here for about 45 minutes, just amazing information. But I wanted to give, because they're friends and know each other, I wanted to give Anthony Hilder a chance before we let him go. He's going to be back with us next week to say hi to Lindsey Williams. Also, he's got Lindsey Williams in his new film, $10 a gallon gas that he's almost done.
Lindsey Williams is standing 10 feet tall. He came over to the ranch where we recorded this for a couple hours. We'll be able to use maybe 5 or 6 minutes out of the couple hours. That's what happens when we do shoots. But Lindsey has the inside scoop, and he talked about the massive amount of oil which is off the North Slope. Said it before, and he'll say it again, that there's enough oil up there using the abiotic oil that we do use. It's not fossil fuel. Asked for 150 years. But we've got an ocean out there of energy. We can convert the water
Absolutely.
Into hydrogen. We can end the fuel crisis and the crisis that will bring us down overnight.
Okay,
and we're
fire, doing out your, fire out your website, and we're going to let fire out your website, and we're going to let you go, Anthony.
Yes, Free World Film Works, and it's 800. If you want the number, 800-597-9250 for Skull and Bones, and we'll get to $10 a gallon. And we have to avert this situation
yes.
and have alternative fuels. And Willie is on board, as the late Dennis Weaver is on the film. It's essential. That's freeworldfilmworks.com.
Okay. Gotcha. Anthony, thank you for the
thank
time.
Thank you, and God bless Lindsey. Brother, I don't know whether you can hear this right now, but he's standing 10 feet tall and is continuing in this fight. He says he's going to bow out someday soon, but
all right.
I hope that he stays in.
Okay.
There.
Anthony Hilder, thank you, my friend. Yes, and Lindsey can hear you. Let's bring Lindsey Williams in right now. Lindsey, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me the privilege of being on your show today.
Well, it's great to have you here. For those that don't know who you are, been hiding under a rock, in just a nutshell, a minute or two, an abbreviated history, tell us how you woke up, what we're facing, and now you've got a lot of new info. You say you and your family are being threatened. You're going to be bowing out soon. I hope that's not the case. And then you say you've got new information from oil executive contacts that you have. Your info has proven to be very accurate in the past. You've got some new bombshell info for everybody today.
Everything that is going to take place in this world in the next 12 months, I plan to tell you in the next 45 minutes. Now, I'm not going to tell it from my standpoint. I'm going to give it to you directly from one of the people who know everything that goes on behind the closed doors. Basically, real quick for a nutshell. I went to Alaska as a missionary many years ago just after arriving there. They announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, that 25,000 pipeliners would converge on the state to build it. I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company and said, would you not need a chaplain on the pipeline with that many wicked cussing drinking folks? And they said, yeah. And finally they allowed me to have the Northern Seven camps. About 6 months later, they offered me executive status, which meant that for 3 years' time, I sat in the board meetings with, lived in the same dorms with, rubbed shoulders with the elite of the world. Many people write books about these people by reading somebody else's book. There's no glossary in energy non-crisis because I wrote what I lived, literally, physically, lived with these people for 3 years, was able to analyze them. As a result, I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Now, for the past 35 years, I have known that there is a line out there. I knew that if I ever crossed it, I was in trouble. People oftentimes have asked me, and I've never been willing to answer them, Lindsey, have you ever been threatened? I've never answered that on any radio talk show, even though I've been asked many, many times. I am answering that now. 1984, it happened, and 7 weeks ago, I had the most startling phone call that I've ever had in my life. On the other end of the line was a gentleman whom I knew well at Prudhoe Bay. He'd been in my services. I knew him as one of the top. He knows everything that's going on. If anything's going to happen in the world, he knows it. Now, folks, let me pause here long enough, Alex, please, to say to your listening audience, folks, you believe everything you hear from Alex Jones. I have the greatest of admiration for him. I wish I had more opportunity to be on his show, but I guess it takes something like this for him to invite me. But anyway, I want you to believe everything he says. He's telling you the truth. He gives it to you like it is. And he talks about these people. They do exist. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, and Alex has tried his best to tell it to you. And I'm going to prove it to you today, because this is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. And they know exactly what they're doing. So here's what happened to me. This gentleman called me on the phone, and he said, Lindsay, you've gone too far. You're going to have to stop. He said, you can do this, 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 and this, but he can't. He said, you can't do this, 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 and this anymore. And he said, if you do, then we are going to do this, this, and this, and this. And what he said was not very pleasant for either my family or me, and you don't argue with these people. When these people say they're going to do something, if they have the power to tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, control the currencies of the world, and take the life of John F. Kennedy because he was about to destroy the Federal Reserve, they wouldn't have any problems at all with Lindsey Williams or Alec Jones. So I didn't argue with him. I immediately said, what do you want me to do? And he told me. He said, you can do this and this, but he said, you can't do this and this anymore. And if Alex asked me certain questions on the show today, I'm going to not be able to answer you about certain subjects, because if I did, I would be in jeopardy. Well, as a result, within 24 hours' time, I closed down my website. You don't believe me? You know how much a website's worth to a person. Well, go to my website and see. You'll see nothing but a front page, lwoil.com. I called my 800 service, and I said, under no circumstances do you ever sell another Energy Non-Crisis DVD. You pull it from the market, and I don't care how much people want to offer you. You positively do not sell it to them under any circumstances.
But what are the oil companies, Lindsay, I mean, how do they think they're going to stop it being all over the web? It's number one on Google routinely.
Well, I told the gentleman this. I said, there are thousands of that DVD out there. It's everywhere imaginable. He says, from this point on, he said, there are certain things you do not say. He said, we know that you can't do anything about the things that have already been done. But he said, from this point on, you just positively do not do certain things.
Now, let me guess. And you said things that aren't very nice. Did he threaten to kill your wife and grandchildren?
I don't have any grandchildren. And as far as that question, I can't answer you, but I will put it this way. What he said was the kind of things that you and I positively don't want to happen. So as a result, the few things that he said you can't do anymore were not worth the things that I can do not being able to be said. So as a result, after we'd gotten through with our agreement, and he said, now, if you're willing to do these things, he said, we'll let you alone. I decided I'd be friendly with him, and this is where your listening audience comes in, Alex, because I'm going to tell you everything that's going to happen for the next 12 months. I'm going to prove one of them to you, and I am so glad that you're having Dr. Stan Monteith on just after I'm on, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. You have a perfect lineup of people on your program today, because Dr. Stan was the very first person I went to after this happened.
No, I knew that.
I called him on... Yes.
No, I mean, go ahead.
I called Dr. Stan on the phone just after this gentleman had called me, and I said, Dr. Stan, this is what happened to me. I have the greatest respect of Dr. Stan of probably any man on the face of the earth today in his particular position, both because of his age, his wisdom, and his spiritual atmosphere that he creates. And I said, Dr. Stan, here's what's happened. He said, Lindsay, your wife, your family, you come first. He said, forget about everything else. And he said, Why don't you call this man back? He gave me his phone number. He said, why don't you call him back and ask him what you can say? Well, here's what happened. After he got through with our agreement, he said, how's your family been? I decided I'd be polite if I could. And where have you been for the past 20 years since I last saw you at Prudhoe Bay? He became very polite, very kind. And so I decided to ask him some questions. And I said, the price of crude oil, the price of gasoline at the gas pump, it's really hurting the American economy. I said, would you mind telling me where it's going? He said, yes, it'll probably go a little higher. Now, he would not say how much. folks, write these down. You can take this to the bank. And I'm going to show you one that you can already take to the bank as of Thursday of last week. But anyway, remember, this was 7 weeks ago, and I gathered from what he said that it would probably go up another dollar before the summer is over. And then he said something so startling, Alec, that I am still sitting here shocked by what he said. He said, Chaplain Williams, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. My mind began running 1,000 miles an hour. $50 a barrel, first thing that came to my mind was, how are you going to do this? So he knows. I mean, there are certain people in the world who know what's going to happen tomorrow. They have already planned it. It's an agenda.
Lindsey Williams, stay there. I'm going to skip. Lindsey, we got a break. But we're going to skip the break. I just want you to know that, everybody, for InfoWars.com stream listeners, you'll be able to hear what goes on behind the scenes for the next 3 minutes. I don't want to waste any time. If everybody else will be right back. And, Lindsey, I'm going to briefly have Bob Chapman, because he couldn't come on later, pop in because he wants to talk to you for just a few minutes when we get back. Then we'll complete your story. Stay with us.
Okay. May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
It's
the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Lindsey Williams, best-selling author, is our guest. So much of what he wrote about in his books and lectures came true. And we do know they have giant oil reserves in Alaska and in the Gulf of Mexico that they have blocked to keep the price of oil up. I want to bring in Bob Chapman because he's very busy, because Bob wrote a big article titled Paper Sold to Pools of Liquidity. And Bob has said there's this masses of oil. It's proven. It's documented, which it is. Bob, you know, has analyzed all this. But he has said that he thinks it's a couple of years away before they fully crash the dollar, massive inflation, then deflation comes. And he said that months ago on the show. He sees oil plunging at a certain point. So I wanted Bob to be able to ask a few questions of Lindsey Williams and make his point for this segment and the next, and then we're going to give Lindsey Williams the total floor to say whatever he wants. But we've got to have Bob on now. We couldn't have him on later. So for that, I apologize to Lindsey Williams. Bob Chapman, go ahead. You can talk to Lindsey Williams.
Well, I'm wondering what the gentleman who called you bases the information on. Do you know?
When a person that you know is in the position that this individual is, says something, you don't ask him where he got his information, because you already know. You see, there's a difference, Bob, in what I have written and what the average author writes, and that is the average author tries to sit back and analyze these people by reading everybody else's book imaginable. I lived with them. Having been a pastor for 12 years prior to going to Alaska as a missionary, having a bachelor's degree, having studied psychiatry, being able to analyze these people one-on-one, not in my church, but on their oil field, sitting across the dinner table from them, I knew that whenever one of these, and in particular this one, whenever he said what he said, I had no problem whatsoever knowing that he knew everything he was saying. And I didn't ask him any questions. I knew better than to.
So what you're saying, outside of the natural forces that would normally dictate what oil and gasoline might do, other forces are at play that the gentleman says will drive prices down on oil to $50 a barrel and perhaps a gasoline to $2.
As if he had just returned from the board meeting, as casually as you and I are talking on Alex Jones' show, and I did not ask him for it. I had asked him where the price of gasoline was going, and he said slightly higher. And then he said, out of a clear blue sky, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel.
When is he saying this is going to happen, Lindsey?
I tried to find out exactly when. He would not give me a date. I did ask him how.
Okay, well, that's key, because Bob's saying that'll happen.
How?
How is he going to do it? That's the first question I asked. I didn't ask when, because I first wanted to know how. I said, how are you going to do this? And again, just as positively as if he had had it on a sheet of paper written in front of him, he said, we're going to open up two major oil fields in the world that the world doesn't even know exist yet. Now, remember, this was 7 weeks ago, approximately. And
all right, stay there, Lindsey. Back in 70 seconds with Bob Chapman and Lindsey Williams. And think about this, Lindsey Williams, when we get back. See, the problem is they bought up all the refineries globally, and so even if they found an ocean of oil the size, it takes about 3 years of all the refineries, you know, even if they found an ocean of oil, which we know they do have, they're not going to let that be brought to market. So I'm trying to understand this. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.